Blog Talk Radio.
Manic Monday.
Like the song. They played it the last Monday. It's a Manic Monday.
Welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Hey, everyone. Today is September 1st, 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia. Happy Labor Day. Happy Manic Monday. I can't believe it's already September. I want to thank everyone for coming and hanging out with us here at the Rad Reality Show Network. We're getting ready to start the Manic Monday show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10, and she is making you, her fabulous and wonderful fans, her special guest today, because she's there declared today as Fan Day. We want to hear from all of our regulars and all of you who thought about calling in, talking to Michelle Costa, the Portuguese Princess of Providence, but you were just a little too shy to dial those numbers and make that call. Today's the day. We want you to go ahead and place that call to Michelle and say hi. Or if you have questions about Big Brother 16 or Utopia or the new cast of Survivor or The Amazing Race, or just talk about any new reality show that you're watching or any of those things, just call in and say hi to Michelle today. Michelle has worked so hard and is so dedicated. She's been doing this show since 2009, every single Monday. And she's even here on a holiday Monday because she puts her fans first. And I just want to make sure that Michelle gets the love back that she deserves and hears from all of her fans. So you guys better call in and say hi to Michelle. So get your dialing fingers ready and call in and give Michelle some love today. I had a very laid-back and relaxing weekend here on Labor Day weekend. Let's find out how the other co-host, Paul from Minnesota, spent his weekend. Paul, how was your Labor Day weekend?
Hey, Cherry. Holla.
Holla. Are we going to get sick of that or what?
No, it was also the same. It was special because my niece came to visit from Denver, and she was here over the weekend with her two little daughters, so it was nice. Got to visit with them and my parents. So that was enjoyable. And the girls talked about the day before they had gone to our Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get-Together, we call it, and State Fair. And we have probably one of the best state fairs in the country. There was a little trivia that one of the local news stations mentioned. They said, how many states have state fairs? And apparently all except two. I remember Nevada was one, but I can't remember what the other one was that didn't have a state fair. And then they said, as far as attendance goes, we're only number two for attendance at our state fair to Texas. But Texas's state fair lasts nearly an entire month. Ours only lasts 12 days. So it's a pretty big deal and a pretty special thing. The last thing I want to say is I choose to call today August 32nd, and that's where I'm coming from. September sounds too fallish.
Okay, I'll go with you on that one. That sounds good. Let's play her intro song and get our host up here with us. Here we go, folks.
You want to play with magic?
Yeah.
Boy, you should know what you're doing.
My Michelle, how was your weekend, this Labor Day
weekend? Holla. Oh, happy Labor Day weekend. Thanks for asking, Terry. Hi, Paul. Good to hear you guys had a great weekend. I would say that it went too fast, so I want to stay in August 31st. Like, don't even mess with August 32nd. Let's just stay 31st forever. But I don't know about you guys, but we've had the warmest temperatures so far this summer, starting yesterday. So it's been rather warm and humid. It's like 89 degrees right now. So it's pretty hot. Feels like 95, they say. So unfortunately, it did rain last night. We had some crazy kind of storms. But I also spent the weekend with my nieces. The one that was missing in action, and we did not go to the state fair, but we did have a great time. I went to the Portuguese feast that basically ends the summer here of Portuguese feasts, so that was fun. I did that on Saturday night, and we were planning on going last night, and unfortunately it rained, but we spent time together watching Big Brother. We went on the internet, and we watched all of Will's Big Brother sagas. And, you know, my girls, they're 16, 15, and I had my brother's wife's sister's daughter, which she's basically my niece with us, Ryan, and she's 8, and they are all Big Brother fans. I was advised by my oldest niece, Hallie, that she wants me to give Cody and Zach her phone number. I was also advised by Lexi that she likes Cody and Derek, and my youngest, Ryan, said that she liked Amber and Cody. So that's their picks, but they all love Derek, but they're kind of more going, I think, for, like, the cute boy kind of route. Because they're all like, give them our number, like, tell them to call us. I was like, yeah, okay, sure. More like, Augie's going to give them her number, and then I'll let you know what. That's great. But, yeah, we had so much fun. We went and bought a bunch of snacks, and we sat in front of the TV, actually the computer, all of us. And they, when I was on Big Brother, you got to understand, that was about, like, you know, 6 years ago. So, you know, my nieces were 10, 8, and the other one was 2. So, you know, now that they're huge Big Brother fans, we started watching Big Brother 10, and we got through 3 episodes, and they were, like, looking at me like I was the most amazing thing ever in the world. And it was so cute. It was awesome.
Aww.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they ask for your autograph? I mean, they were probably
One of my girls, Ryan, looked at me and she goes, "Wow, you're a celebrity." And I said, "Well, I wouldn't say that, but I guess, you know, some people would say that." And, you know, I am in my own little world, I guess, a celebrity, so sure. And Alexi was with me at the past Portuguese feast, and, like, there was people, like, following me, taking pictures of me, and she was, like, freaking out. She was like, "Oh, my God, Tia." She said, "There's people following you," and she just, like, is not used to that, so it's funny. It's fun to see them. And Hallie is 16, and she's pissed off because she has to wait to be 21 to try out for Big Brother. And she says she's going to go on Big Brother, and she's going to win it. So,
all right.
Yay. Bring home the money. But not only is it Labor Day, and I hope everybody out there listening, watching, chatting, hi, chat room, I love you, had a fabulous Labor Day weekend, but we're also celebrating something else, aren't we, Cherry Paul? And that's Fan Day. Yay.
Absolutely.
I love Fan Day because, you know, we have these great guests come on and they get to call in, but sometimes we just don't have time for them to really let us know what they think. It's more, you know, questions for the guests or, you know, like I said, if we aren't talking too much, which is rare, they can get a call in. It's hard for us to even get a call in sometimes because we're talking so much. But, you know, the day is today for you guys to call and talk about Big Brother 16. If anything has changed in your picks, what do you think about Hala? Maybe, you know, $5,000, was it worth it? I think, hey, it worked for him. And we're talking about Team Derek. So Team Derek in the house. We're also going to talk about Utopia. And there's already drama going on, Cherry and Paul. Is it a little weird? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you guys are following it, which is going to air September 7th. I have to say it, Paul, September 7th. Sunday, 2 hours. And it's going to last for a year. And we already had a case of somebody getting in contact with other Utopia, I guess, society-living people.
I think I was curious about that, too. What are they called? I think they're called Utopians, like Big
Utopians.
Brother House guests. Yeah, Utopians, yeah.
Well, do you think that they maybe – it's funny how it came out, like, a week before its premiere, you know? And they already have TMZ making, you know, I wouldn't say accusations, but story that – you know, one contestant's already been kicked off. So do we know if, have they said, made a statement about this so-called story? Do you guys know if Utopia has commented?
I haven't seen anything.
All right.
Joe says yes. So
have they replaced the
Joe
person? Yeah, Joe should go in. Because I'm curious to see if they replaced the person or if they're going to go into with just 14. Or if they had, like, you know,
no,
how Big Brother has the backup.
They have 15 on there, I believe.
Okay.
But I missed the very first day, but I've been watching it the last few, and it's really been interesting. They have already had a lot of not really blow-ups, but there has been a couple of actual I guess you would call them blow-ups, where people actually get into arguments. And it's very difficult when you're trying to build your own civilization because there are no rules. And people are trying, you know, there's a lot of alpha males and alpha females, and everybody's trying to assert their, you know, their rights, and everybody's good at something. Everybody wants to sort of take over one certain area of expertise in some way, and people feel like, you know, they're getting their toes stepped on in certain ways, and it's very difficult settling in until they get this base established, until they figure out the everyday stuff, you know,
yeah.
How food
I think
is going to be rationed, and how the everyday normal stuff is going to work. It's going to be tough for them. They have to figure out
I
that.
Think it's cool.
Go ahead, Paul.
All I was going to say is I think it's kind of cool that they've got a couple of pets, if you will. They've got two cows, right?
Two cows and a bunch of chickens. And
Are they milking the cows?
Yes, they are. They're making cheese and butter and milk. And
So let's backtrack real quick. If anybody's listening and they don't really know what Utopia is about, can you give Cherry a little synopsis about what Utopia is like? We've talked about that. It's a year-long experiment. I'm watching the commercials. They're talking about building a new society, sort of. Can you give a quick synopsis so that people kind of understand, you know, why they have cows? Like, are they playing, doing competitions? Can anybody leave?
They've dropped these people off, and they are put there with a very minimal amount of supplies, and they are to develop their own civilization. They have been given a minimal amount of money, a minimal amount of supplies, such as the two cows and the chickens, and a minimal amount of food rations, which they must ration themselves. They will be able to buy supplies at some point, but they have to figure out, you know, how they're going to do that, who's going to do that, and how they're going to ration their money and develop this new civilization. And
sure,
they're going
they
to be there for one full year.
Are they allowed to go out in civilization, communicate, know what's going on with the outside world?
They have to order this, I believe. Let's get Chi-Town Joe up here with us.
Yes,
we have
let's do it.
Chi-Town Joe, and we also have another caller, and he's very informed on this as well. We have Jason.
Let the fan day begin. Woo-hoo.
Yes. Joe and Jay, thank you for calling into the Rad Reality Show. How are you guys?
Great. I just missed Jerry Lewis today.
Oh, I love the double J's on the phone. Hi, double J's.
Hello.
Hey. So I'm informed that you guys are very informed on Utopia. Joe, let's start with you. Hello.
Hello, Michelle.
Happy Labor Day, my love.
To you, too. What kind of waves you had in Newport this weekend?
Huh? Yeah, we had Obama
waves.
Here. Shut down basically all the air around Rhode Island, Mass, and New York for a day and caused mayhem. And there was, I guess, a threat with somebody from Connecticut. So that was crazy. But luckily,
real
I
nuts.
Was not in the Newport area. So good for me. Holler!
Yeah. Holler. Yeah, it's Jason, I'm sure you'll agree with me. A lot of stuff is going on all the time on Utopia. First of all, I think Paul and Cherry would, and I have to thank Paul for helping me out, get the premium because you're missing out on a lot on the other two feeds. They're still working on the technical difficulties they tend to have from time to time, like sound dropping and stuff like that. To your question, the first question was about the woman. Okay. What happened was they put them all in sequester, and it was about a week and a half, I found out today, because they were all talking. She snuck in. Well, she didn't sneak in. She got in. She was supposed to be the 15th, but she came in with a smartphone, and then she brought up the page, and then she started to try to download all the information on all the other, utopians, and they found out that she got kicked out. They did not replace her yet.
So it's 14.
Yeah, there's only 14. There's a young lady there that has a bow and arrow, and a lot of people didn't know, but she got sick, and they had to take her out for a day, and she went to the hospital because she was dehydrated, and they had to, stick some IVs in her and stuff and get her back to normal. The big
there's
news today.
There's a pregnant
today,
girl there, Michelle. There's a pregnant girl that's 7 months pregnant.
Shut up.
Yes.
No. 7 months.
So, like, the plan is to have the baby on the show?
Yes.
She wants to have the first utopian baby on Utopia America, because there's, been utopias in other countries, but she wants to have the first baby born to Utopia in America.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about her husband or the baby's father?
They really haven't talked about him too much.
Okay, so he might not even be in the picture.
True,
right.
Very true.
Okay.
But she's from Portland, and she's very urban, and she doesn't do a lot of things that the other people do.
She's never even eaten a meal outside before.
Yes, that's very true.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, really. Like, she's never eaten a meal outside, even in Portland. You would think you could have some kind of outdoor dining somewhere, and she hasn't.
That's really weird.
she doesn't know how to cook.
She's never, gone camping or been, had a picnic outside eating.
Have you never hit up, a hot dog stand or, because that's eating outside. I don't understand. That doesn't even make sense.
And she will not eat fish. And that's what seems to be the main, right now, the main substance at night. And they're only supposed to eat twice a day because there's only so many chickens. One of them died, and Red, who's the Kentucky hillbilly with hardly any teeth, he took care of it and cooked it for himself, but she said that she can't.
So are they living outside?
They have an inside.
Okay.
But
okay.
They also have, there's hammocks and stuff. There's a little loving and a lot of nudity.
Sorry, did I say that on air?
Holla.
There is some nudity, men and women.
Let me ask something, and Jason, maybe you can pipe in on it, just because you haven't said anything yet. But
yes, Jason's got
quiet. I did tune in on first night, and all I heard was somebody got really aggressive, and they felt unsafe, and this person wasn't amongst this little powwow they had, kind of a camp area that they were sitting around, and they would hold a stick when it was their turn to talk. But they kept referring to what had happened and how they didn't want this person in. And I thought for sure they were talking about a guy. Jason, were they talking about this girl?
No, they were talking about a big guy named Josh. He got a little
and he
drunk.
Was, yes.
They
and
had,
Jason, didn't Josh, didn't they have security? Sherry is just going to say it. didn't they have actually need security to come in and remove him?
No, I don't think so.
There's a screen cap of a security guard that actually came in and they were talking about it. So I didn't know about this woman that Joe was talking about. I thought it was some guy.
Oh, I think somebody might have pulled him out because he was grabbing people's arms, cussing at them, using derogatory comments towards women.
They had moonshine and whiskey and
that's
all
what I was
kinds
about
of
to
stuff
ask you.
On
so
that
they
first
have alcohol?
Night.
Is that
yes.
part of what they get? Like, they didn't have to buy it or anything, like, out
well,
of their...
Well,
they came in with their
own
supplies.
Well, shut
and
up! You could bring that in with you!
Oh, my goodness.
Even a
if
guitar.
If I brought Red Eye and Big Brother, it would have been all
his own
over.
Moonshine.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Kentucky
yeah, ahead,
moonshine,
Jerry.
Nonetheless. And
moonshine,
Kentucky
you smell
moonshine
it and get drunk. Are you kidding me?
If
like,
anybody
the stupidest
knows
things
about
moonshine.
Kentucky moonshine, I mean, that's the best moonshine you can get anywhere is Kentucky moonshine. So Red brought in Kentucky moonshine. They had whiskey. And I'm not sure what other kind of alcohol they had. I think some wine. But the first night was like a free-for-all. And there was a lot of drinking going on, from what I understand. And I think
so
that's
why. So will they survive
why...
the year is the question.
No,
there was
they
a
won't.
Lot of aggressive, you know, I think everybody was sort of, you know, ruffling their feathers and showing their tail feathers at night and trying to take their stand, so to speak. And
except for the pastor.
Well, yeah.
Well, there was a lot of chest puffing, it sounds like, you know, people
yeah.
trying to kind of, you know, skate their
like,
ground, and especially with alcohol.
Like
alcohol helps a lot, doesn't it, Paul?
Hey, I
yeah,
spent 27 years, all but,
but
I know
you know
that it
what it does to people.
I absolutely do. Let me just add a little bit of trivia for those that don't know. You were reacting, Michelle, to a pregnant woman on the show. I had told Cherry this, and she did not know it prior to me mentioning it, but I think it was in 2007, the Netherlands had a Big Brother. That's obviously where Big Brother started, but on that season of Big Brother, they actually did have a woman, a young woman come on. She was like 27 years old, and she was 7 months pregnant as well, and she stayed in the house and actually gave birth to a her child while on Big Brother. She went into labor. They took her off into a room where they delivered, and then she decided she wanted to leave after all the house guests had seen the newborn child. So it has happened before.
That's so stupid because, you know, there's competitions. Like, how did a 7-month-old pregnant person do the sliding and trying to fill up a snowman and fall like that? You know what I mean? Like, that's not even right. Like, nobody pregnant should ever go into Big Brother. Now, if you get pregnant while you're in the house, that's a different story. That's good TV. But don't you agree? I mean, they check us for everything, you know, health-wise, heart-wise, mental-wise, physical, psychiatric, whatever you want to call it. And you're going to let a pregnant person in? That's just, like, ridiculous.
Well, they don't have such physical competitions in a lot of the other countries because they aren't competing for, you know, like HOH or Veto. They might have a task where, you know, the BBUK had this not long ago where a couple of comedians came in and their task was they were not allowed to laugh. If they laughed, they would get a point against them and lower their weekly food budget type of thing. So they have more so than, you know, physical kind of competitions on some of these international Big Brothers.
All right, that makes sense. But that's crazy. I mean, to have big baby like on Big Brother, that is pretty crazy.
Can
and
you
even
imagine?
Also with utopia. I mean, that's just craziness. I mean, I don't know.
And you have
Can
to
you
remember
imagine
these
that-
people. They have to buy food for not just themselves, and they're trying to get, like, enough money to make sure that they get a freezer or something, which would be important, you know. But, you know, there's so many other things, like they got to feed the cows.
Joe, my question is, do they have contact with outside world? Do they know news
yes,
what's
they
going
do.
On? Okay,
yeah,
so
no, they don't know what's going on.
Contact. They have a beeper that production can beep them, and they go and pick up a phone, and they can, you know, contact them. But it's different in the way that production isn't telling them what to do all the time. It's not like Big Brother where they're, you know, constantly in contact with production. They
and you
got to
remember, it's hot out there, too.
They're pretty much
where,
left
where is
to
this located?
Home.
Where is this?
It's in California.
Where is the house?
California. They're in mountains. So I think they're on some lot somewhere, maybe a Fox lot, you know, because they've got about, what would you say, Cherry and Paul, 5-6 acres of land. They have a couple of houses. They got a barn. You know, there's enough room for the cows to have two cows to move around and a lot of chickens, you know, so that's what they're, and they have a big pond where it's kind of stocked.
A waterfall?
With fish. Yeah, and a hot tub that kind of, or looks like a hot tub, and that's where people take their showers in the morning. They're
Ooh,
up
yum.
There standing there naked, and they got the camera right on them, guys and girls, front, back, the whole shower, you know. It's
wow.
kind of weird. Yeah.
Everything. Now, has anybody
yeah.
hooked up? Has anybody got hanky-panky underneath the
seat? Well, two are starting to. A young guy, he's
yeah.
21, and he plays the guitar. He
plays
brought his own
guitar. Really good. Yeah, I love that.
And he can only play the songs he's written himself, though. And there's another girl, a young lady. I think she's a couple years older than him, but she's how would you want to put it? Kind of like an Asian mix. And
yeah,
she's one of those.
Asian.
What's that name, Paul or Cherry? You talked about it the other night. What do they call those people? The people, the name?
Polyamorous?
Yeah, polyamorous.
Okay.
There's a few polyamorous people in this house.
What does
so
that
mean? There's no boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
Oh,
that means
okay.
that they sleep with, they
each
have,
other.
They might have like two boyfriends and a girlfriend that they all
share.
Are in a relationship
oh,
together.
So like swingers.
Yeah, well, yeah, so far.
Kind
we'll
of,
see what happens about 6 months down the road, but yeah, oh, when they really get attached, because you can't get
Paula.
Away from anybody. And then you have
Paula.
Mother Nature.
Can you imagine the amount of release papers that she had to sign to go into the show pregnant?
Oh,
oh
my
God.
Goodness. I mean, of course.
They have
I mean,
a
you guys have to
back
sign
somewhere.
A lot of release papers to begin with. But to go into a show like this, to live outside on the land like this, pregnant, there had to be so many release papers to be signed. I can't even imagine. Because you know they don't want to be responsible
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. That's
and,
crazy.
And now today, as Rhode Island BB Brat says, and it's true, is our good friend Red, the Kentucky hillbilly, and the Manhattan guy, his name's Dave, he's I'd say about 33, they broke away from the group and they took 2/15 of the area, and it's called the Utopia State of Freedom.
Oh, so they're trying to break free from the other group and kind of do their own kind of thing?
Yes, right, because they don't want to milk cows and they don't want to do certain other things, you know.
Well,
and
it was
they
more
think they can
that,
live
though.
On.
It was more because of the
yeah.
the altercation that Red had with the guy last night.
The cook.
And because he was threatened. And he doesn't feel like there should be, that people should be allowed to threaten people in Utopia. He thinks that there should be some punishment or repercussions for people threatening others in Utopia, that shouldn't be allowed, and nobody wants to, you know, step up and say anything or mandate anything. Everybody, you know, is too afraid to say anything and sort of get a backbone and make choices about these kind of things. It's too early yet, I guess, for everybody. And so Red says, okay, well, if nobody wants to do anything about this, then I'm going to break away and make my own little subculture here, and it's going to be called the State of Freedom. And in my State of Freedom, there is no threatening people, and that won't be tolerated in the State of Freedom subculture of Utopia.
Wow, crazy. They seem like they've gotten themselves into a lot of interesting life happening experiences already, like, and it's just started.
Well, did you think that was too, basically, because you have one redneck and one African-American man? Because they got right each other's face. The same thing that happened with Willie and Joe, Chef Joe. They didn't hit each other, but the black guy stood up for what he believed in, you know, and wanted to be left alone and told him, just walk away from me. I don't want to talk to you, you know, because he was trying to cook for 14, you know, and they were getting the fish out and, you know, catching the fish, and, you know, you have a lot of stuff going on at one time, you know.
Well, the thing is, Red came in with mashed potatoes, grits, tobacco, I forget what all they said. He brought in all kinds of stuff. I mean,
he also brought in marijuana.
And he said, here, whatever is mine is everyone. I don't consider anything mine. I give it all to the group. And Red walked up yesterday and tried to get a simple drink of water and was told, we're rationing water.
Yep.
And when he's given everything that he brought in to the entire group, and all he wanted was a drink of water, and he couldn't get a drink of water.
You give the man a drink of water.
Yeah. And I don't blame him for being a little upset, you know. All he wanted was that he's been working all day long. He hadn't even eaten all day. And all
but
he wanted
Red
was a damn drink of water.
But Red didn't kind of take it too far.
That's true.
I mean, he was cussing, downgrading all the women. He would not stop. He was yelling and threatening at everybody.
Once he got pissed, he did take it too far. But I think what set him off was, I didn't blame him for getting set off. Once he got pissed, he did take it too far. And
I didn't agree with the way
he handled himself.
It was the cook that was trying to tell everybody, acting like it was the Hunger Games and telling nobody to eat nothing and all this because they got to save it and, you know, that they only got proportions. And
the night before, they didn't even have dinner. They didn't even eat.
Yeah.
Wow, this sounds crazy. I need to get on it. I haven't started watching the feeds or anything like that, but this sounds crazy.
Yeah,
well,
Michelle, go ahead. I was just going to say, Michelle, it does sound good. These three people have been giving us some great info. So I thank
Jerry
and Joe.
I mean, very informative,
and Jason,
you guys.
But it's you know, it's like I can't wait till Sunday. Of course, one reason I can't wait till Sunday is the start of the NFL, but also that's the premiere of the two-hour premiere of Utopia on TV, so that should really hook us in. But they must have done some good casting.
Yeah, because I listened to their theme song from overseas, and it sucked, so I hope they did a different theme song for the show, you know, in America.
It's going to be a two-hour premiere, so it should be really good, and, you know, we'll see also, because Big Brother's going to be out at the time. I have a question for you guys. It's going to go off a little bit. Did they change the days of Big Brother airing?
Yes.
I was told that they did. So let's let everybody out there know. It's no longer going to be Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to be Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday being the eviction day, because of football. And, Paul, you brought it up. Football is starting, and we are huge football fans here besides watching reality TV. So I know I'm excited about the Patriots. Paul, I'm sure, is excited about the Vikings. We have Mr. Chaitan Joe, very excited about the Bears.
Yeah, but you got your guy's coming in. What's his name? I forgot. Rob. It's a Polish
Gronkowski.
Name.
Gronkowski.
Yeah, he's going to play Sunday.
Yay.
Yeah, he's going to be playing.
Hey, and I just want to say congrats to your...
The tight end, right?
Yes.
I'll be playing in week one, he says.
Yes, so I'm excited about that. And of course, Mr. Ron Rad for his Bears as well.
And your brother, too.
And my bro. Yes, and my bro. So I'm excited for it. So there's going to be a lot going on. So make sure you guys change your DVRs. And if you have something else being taped that day, because I know America's Got Talent on, and so you think it's, if you're watching any of that stuff, Housewives, make sure you set it for Tuesday and Wednesday. And I'm really excited about this because we hate when football, we love football, but we hate it when it goes and overlaps reality TV.
Yeah,
no
but this Thursday will be the last Thursday that Big Brother will be on because they're doing the double event.
Double eviction! Holla!
Sherry, I knew you didn't watch football, but I didn't know you hated it. Well, I was going to ask you, because you're sitting there locally, has there been a lot of local talk about Michael Sam's being released?
I don't know.
It's on the national news all every
day. Yeah, I think that he's going to get picked up by another team. I mean... You know, it was very disappointing to see caring about his shower time and stuff. It was just weird. I mean, he's a football player. I don't need to know his shower schedule. Thank you. So for people out there who think that we out here want to know his shower schedule and it's awkward, I mean, this guy is just a regular human being. Okay, what would be the difference with you taking a shower with somebody who's gay compared to somebody who's a serial killer, compared to somebody who has different political views, compared to somebody who has different whatever view? I mean, I just don't understand why people want to talk about a shower schedule.
Why they have
to
make that such a big deal, you know?
Because, you know what, Sherry, it's disgusting that that's what they make stories, they make something out of nothing, you know what
it's
I mean?
Media.
But that's what they're doing.
Media. Media has
Cherry and I are
run with
for
any
hockey.
Little morsel they can.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for hockey,
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit, not too much away, but let's not push it either because I'm still trying to stay in the summertime action. So, summertime.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And boy,
people.
Speaking of Big Brother, is Frankie in trouble? Oh, man.
Okay, let's talk about Big Brother. So, wait. So, let's finish our talk about Utopia. So, everybody make sure you tune in Sunday, which means DVR it, because you know you'll be watching something else at 8 p.m. DVR it and get started watching on the feeds. And if you have time, if you don't, then go on the Internet and keep track of it. But let's talk Big Brother 16. And we have so much to talk about. We will be doing spoiler alerts. So everybody out there knows. Spoiler.
Yep.
Holla. Can I get one universal holler?
Holla.
One, two, three. Holla.
Holla.
Can I get the chat room to give us a holla? Holla chat room. Holla listeners. Hallelujah. Holla Labor Day. All right. Holla Utopia. And I don't think there's going to be a holla Frankie. What do you guys think?
Oh, man. What he did the other night. With Victoria,
is running with that, and you know, Big Brother's golden boy is in hot water, and you know, He keeps saying that he has to watch what he does because he knows that his actions reflect on his family. But then he does stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, do you forget who you are momentarily? Do you have moments of, you know, lapsed memory?
Well, let's put it out there what we're talking about. If you guys are listening right now, what Cherry's probably really just baffled by actions of Frankie, which will be honest because if you've been on TMZ, you've seen that this is not the first, this is the second Frankie TMZ story pertaining to things he said. He's been on TMZ already before that. Things that he said in the Big Brother house. The first one was Jocasta. He made a comment, and the sister came on TMZ and made a statement. We have the statement that Frankie made about Victoria where it said some sort of he was going to take away her virginity by him and one of them tag-teaming her.
Gang-banging her.
And
taking
the one
away
thing
all
I wanted,
of her virginities at once.
Ooh, that's gruesome.
I have to ask a question, guys, and you know what I mean by it from watching the feeds. But was this Frankie or was it his alter ego Frank?
No, that was Frankie.
It was Frankie.
Yeah, it was Frankie.
Well,
I mean, I just want to say that I think that there's been comments made within the past many years of Big Brother, similar probably to something like that, and I think that they're utilizing the fact that Frankie has a famous sister, and what I didn't like about the TMZ report that I read, maybe you read something different, but that the family of
Victoria.
Wants Frankie and Ariana Grande to say sorry, and it really is nothing about Ariana Grande or his family. It's about him.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And when I hear that, for me, I'm like, what are you trying to do? Why are you going after him? And I feel like there's like a motive, even though the words were said.
Yeah, I didn't understand
yes.
why she wanted apologies from Ariana and Frankie's mom. Frankie was the one that said it, you know?
Yeah.
He's the one that needs to apologize for it, not Ariana, not his mom. He's the one that said it. You know, there's no reason to go after Ariana or the family.
But I think it's just because they're kind of upset that they really can't be apologized to now and that it's kind of eating at them. You know what I mean? And they want somebody to take responsibility for it. And I don't think the CBS...
It's not like Victoria hasn't said bad things where somebody else's family could have said, oh, we want you to say sorry for Victoria's comments. I mean, she's not like she's been, like, you know, the cleanest. There's no Huskies that's clean in the house, you know, with words that have come out of their mouths. So I just don't like the fact that I feel like they're, like, using his popularity and his sister, and they're using that kind of plateau to further their, what he said was horrible. It was bad. It was wrong. It wasn't right. But to ask of the sister and the family's apology, and I understand where you're coming from because they want justice and they want it now. But they're
what
really.
What do you think about what he said also about after Julie told them about, you know, of Frankie in code about them not getting that money from America for Team America last week, and what he said after that, I don't know, because you don't have the feed on that one, but us that had the feeds, he wanted this whole thing that America isn't ready for a drag queen on a prime time, and he says that, you know, how he keeps on saying, well, thanks, America. You took $5,000 out of the mouths of my African children. And then he goes on saying that to the crowd, to housemates, house guests, that you know, if you're a male and you're gay, you're born that way and you can't change. But it's, but with women and being a lesbian, and I don't know if he used that word lesbian. It might have been another derogatory word, if I'm not wrong, but I don't want to say it because I don't want Gen City to punch me. He said it was a matter of choice.
Hey, guys.
If you're a woman.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to make a comment so people that are on the phones with us right now know this is a fan night, and just in the last few minutes, we've gotten several other fans that have come up, so I just wanted to give you guys a heads up, and those that are on the switchboard, we'll be having you join us in a little bit. Go ahead, Jerry.
We do have a fan that has a comment about Frankie, so Michelle, would you like to start taking some additional callers?
Let's do it. Hey, it's fan night. Let's do it, baby.
Okay, here we go. We've got Christine coming up with us. Christine, thank you for calling in. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. You're on
hey,
with Michelle
Christine,
Costa.
What's up, girl?
Hi. How are you? I hope I get to see you at Toys for Tots.
Christine.
Hola.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I. You know, I was. I'm thinking about the whole Frankie thing, and I think that his game was way better before he started playing the Ariana card. You know, once he pulled that card out, I think he went downhill from there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he had to do what he had to do at that point. He wasn't really going to go really in a good place if he didn't, and I don't know if him saying it was going to take him to a good place. I thought it was going to eventually kind of fold his cards. But a lot of the comments he's made, you know, it's one of those things that, all right, for me, I think that did they do a good mission? I think that they did a good job trying to do, you know, pass house guests and them being in the house, whatever. For me, I love Donnie. Don't get me wrong. I love it. And his mission for Team America to save him, I love. The one thing that I have an issue with, and I'm Team Donnie, is the fact that Donnie himself did not want to do some of Team America's missions. Pretty much the one where they had to vote for somebody else and blame it. For me, it's like, okay, either you do all of Team America, you don't get to pick and choose what works for you. And so I felt like that they could have done that. They could have gotten that challenge and gotten away with murder, basically. And then maybe they could have been like, okay, yes, let's do this challenge. But I think in the back of their minds, they're like, Donnie's already told us he's not going to do the challenge. Why would we go and risk a challenge for him? We know, that's the only thing for me that I didn't like. Did you like the fact that he, you know, as a voter and as a watcher, I don't know, I'm sure your team, Donnie, and I,
no,
did you
I,
like
you
that?
Know, I didn't like that he didn't take the challenge of being a super fan that he is. I feel like they could have pulled that off completely. I mean, I understand, you know, they all kind of hum and haw over, I mean, I only see bits and pieces of it, you know, of how, you know, they strategized on that part of it. But, you know, I'm kind of Team Derek right now. I swear I've never seen anybody play the game like he has. And everybody knows the game that he's playing, but for some reason, it's all overlooked. It's, like, amazing.
I tell you, like, watching him, I agree with you, Christine. Oh, my God. Me and my mom were sitting here, and we were watching Big Brother After Dark, and he's sitting there, like, saying to, like, you know, Caleb and Cody, oh, you know, you two are beasts. And he's talking to them separately, but he's kind of saying the same conversation. He's like,
yeah,
you know, you guys can go to the end, and you guys would go against each other, and that would be the hardest. Basically putting himself like, oh, I would go to the end with you, but I wouldn't win, so take me. And they're, like, not understanding where his, like, logic is, and he is so smart. And that's why
I
get so mad when people, like, send me messages like, are you kidding me? Are you serious? And I'm like, am I the only one seeing and watching him and how he's playing the game?
No, he's freaking amazing. He is playing the best game, and he is so, I mean, what is it? We're down to, what, 7 people in the house, and he hasn't even been put on the block yet? And we're going to have a double eviction this week, and I think he's still not going to get put up.
No. And he won the $5,000, and, you know, they were fine with it. And then he goes and puts himself up as a have-not. Just so smart. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He is. He's very, very smart. And it's like, I'm blown away by him. I am completely blown away by him. And
I am, and I'll be honest with you, Christine, and everybody listening, I'm like kind of getting to the point where, not saying I'm bored, but it's like you kind of know what's going to happen the next couple of weeks.
And Derek doesn't show his cards until the very last minute, before anybody can really, like, make a decision. It's like all of a sudden it's like, now Derek says this, and it's like, okay, let's act on it. Or, you know, it's like he doesn't give him enough time to think about it and ponder it. It's like when he thinks about something, it's like it's right there, and then it's like done.
Yeah, I don't want to see 4 more guys at the end, which it's inevitable, you know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the females that are in the house, one's going to be leaving. We know that for
sure.
Unfortunately,
females can never work together. You know that. They never can work together. They always have some cattiness to them.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know the dynamics that they put, but they need, like, I felt like I was a strong woman in the house. You know, I felt I held my own, and I was good at competitions. I had a good social game, but that's what
they
other
talk about you
women were. That, what, they talk about me?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Good things or bad things?
Good things, because they compared, some did, some didn't. But they always talk about, like, how long you lasted, and then the work that went into it with Dan and you on Catalina, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Catalina, if anybody really knows, like, not really what was shown is how it went.
Right.
But, I tell people, I think Dan played a great game, and I actually told everybody in the house that I was voting for Memphis to say, me, April, actually, and Ollie, that was what we were going to do. For me personally, I wasn't going to vote for Memphis because me and him were an alliance, a true alliance, and he turned on me. And so for me, Dan was my choice, definitely.
Mm.
But people think that Dan went on the island and he wooed me and whisked me around from a glass of wine, but they don't even know I had, like, probably 2 glasses of wine or whatever before I even got there. So the glasses of wine didn't even matter to me. that's how they portrayed it. And you know what? I understand that. And a lot of people think that him taking me smooths me. You know what? For me, I got to go to the Catalina Islands. I went on the helicopter, and if you guys remember that season, I talked about helicopters a lot. Remember that? Because I kept hearing helicopters.
Yeah.
And during the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, I actually thought Craig Ferguson landed in the backyard in a helicopter. And that when I was going to come out, the shirt for me was going to be, I hear helicopters. And it was so funny. So I think it was just, like, ironic, you know, how I end up in a helicopter, and it's Dan, and I'm the first person ever out in jury. And it was just, like, a lot of different things, and I understood editing, but too bad there wasn't live feeds there. So you guys could actually see me, unfortunately, trying to drown him with a kayak.
That didn't make the TV episode.
No, it did not.
I want to let people that are waiting to talk with us know that you're coming up soon. We've got Heather, we've got Kim, and we've got Juan coming up. So hang in there, guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Christine, so much for calling in. Thank you for joining Fan Day, because, you know what, without you, me, and all the Big Brother fans, this would not be happening, girl. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Michelle,
have a good day.
Michelle, can I ask you a question? You're
sure.
You're going out to L.A. for the finale and the party.
I am, yes.
not the other party that Mertz is supposed to be throwing, right?
I think I might end up probably going to that one.
Yeah, that one too. And since you are so involved with Toys for Tots, I had a question for you. I know you've asked Brittany and you've asked Devin to come, you know, this year. Are you going to ask Zach?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Because the fees are terrible ever since he left, I thought. I think. My own
opinion. Oh, my God. I love Zach. And I would think, especially the fact that I think that, like, Derek's going to have a lot of close relationships, which when his secret comes out, I'm curious to see how they react. And I think that a lot of people are going to be very forgiving of him.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. I think that a lot of people would actually be like, I think that Derek would definitely find out how much I've had his back. I'm actually going to wear the Team Derek shirt to the finale. I want him to understand that I have had his back. You know, I might have helped him out being a Team America, so I'm going to actually ask him for a percentage. And I think that a lot of people would actually really come out and support it. I feel like just because there's, like, that Rhode Island connection and there's the me connection, and I think that that's just what they would do. This cast is great. I think they're going to be excellent.
Yeah. I'm going to get off, Michelle, because there's so many people waiting.
Joe, just hang on with us. You can stay on. Just let me get these other calls up. And then
okay. I didn't want to.
Joe, you listen. You just calm down there, Tiger.
Okay.
I wanted to let you know, Joe, that we had Zach's mom on with the cowboy. He told her all about Toys for Tots and said Zach would be all about doing it. So.
Oh, my God. You guys didn't tell me that. I was set up.
Yeah.
I got set up, and you know what? Bam, I got it. Zach Attacks Fruit Loop Dinguses, yeah.
Oh, I got it. I ordered a shirt.
Let's get this next call up. Here we go.
Let's
Heather,
do it.
Heather, thank you so much for waiting. How are you here?
Holla. What's up, girl?
Not much. I figured I would call and say hi.
Hi.
I'm a little miffed about Frankie. I can't believe he would behave that way.
I know.
I mean, I did see the TMZ article. I can't believe. His sister has nothing to do with this. His mother has nothing to do with this. And they shouldn't have to apologize.
And I don't think they're going to either. I think that, honestly, I know, like, to get on TMZ, you kind of got to, like, don't you got to sell the story or you get money? I mean.
Or something like that, I think, but I'm not sure.
You know, I hope to think that they didn't, like, you know, I understand, like, that what he said was bad. Obviously, he's not going to do that, you know. But making it out to be, like, you know. I don't know. For me, when you involve TMZ and stuff like that, for me, it's like kind of like the National Enquirer, you know? It's just like, touchy grounds, you know?
I'm not real, how do you say, I'm not too respectful of TMZ, but, you know, oh, well.
I read it. I know that the stories are true, but they're paying for these stories.
Is, you know, some of it's odd. Let's just say that much. But anyway, but I just, who knows? I wish Nicole wasn't going, but heaven forbid.
Okay, so you're Nicole
right
fan.
Now, it would probably be
so
the best
do you
thing
think, can I ask you a question?
Home.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Spoiler
alert. Do you think that Nicole did her justice coming back? And do you think that if it was somebody different, would it have been a different story, or do you think that it would have been the same demise because the house is kind of in the forefront, you know?
I think it probably would have been the same thing. I just feel so bad for her because yes, she did come back, and, oh, I wish she could have done some damage. But, it probably would have been the same thing no matter who came back. And I remember the night that Zach got evicted, he said at that time, he said he didn't even have a target. So, you know, no matter what happened, I just, who knows at this point. But
I think
we know that Zach didn't get in. We know that Nicole did. And we know that Nicole also, which is one of my favorite, is the fold or stay. And that was during my season, the one that I actually hosted, where I kind of dressed up like a witch. And, you know, Nicole should have not just folded. I mean, you have to go for it. And so I think that you get the opportunity to get back in the house, that, you know what, balls to the walls, you need to stay every time.
Well, just to update our listeners, because we already said we do spoilers here, there was, as recently as last night, there was a very good chance that, first of all, Nicole and Christine were nominated. Christine won the POV, and today was the POV ceremony, and there was a lot of talk from Caleb, the HOH, that he was going to replace, when Christine pulled herself down, he was going to replace her with Frankie, and apparently he backed out and ended up putting up is a good way to put it. Ended up putting up Victoria. So we know that between, you know, Nicole and Victoria, they're going to keep Victoria in there because she's a number. But I am happy a little bit. I love Nicole, but I'm happy that she can get back in the jury house with Hayden.
Yeah, oh, well, I'm ready to see the jury house. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to see Zach go in the jury house. I'm ready to see some more jury house action. We haven't seen too much of it, huh?
No, but I'd like to see more of what's going on there at this point, because I think it should be interesting.
Yeah.
Jerry, I think you're about ready to say more than just he was a wuss. Say what you called Caleb.
Wuss mode cowboy.
Oh,
we'll just make that trend on Twitter.
Thank you.
Somebody put
Thank
up
you
a,
so
a
much
picture
I
of
agree
a bag
with you.
Of cotton balls for Caleb.
You know what? What's so funny? I mean, I was watching After Dark last night, and you know, watching Cody wasted and Caleb wasted, and you know, Victoria wasted, and whatever. And their conversations about love and true love, and then you know, Cody saying over and over again, you know, if I'm going to be against anybody, it's going to be against you. And I'm like dumbfounded, because it's like they don't even know when they get out of the house what people are really thinking. And it's so crazy, because like I had the aspect from inside the house, and then now looking back at like and seeing, you know, these different seasons after, it's so ironic and epic and revealing that, you know, I wonder if you had a little bit of a taste of outside the house, like if like some future HOH or Big Brother, they have like where HOH sees some people's tweets, you know, they get to see 5 tweets and see what people say and realize what America is thinking. Because you know what caught me off guard is how crazy they thought how many people screamed for Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They were like, oh, my God, why are they screaming for Donnie? And then he gets, hello, as we all saw, you know, he's going to be in a soap opera.
Mm-hmm. Wait till Frankie finds that out.
Oh, I know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. How cool is that?
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy about that. And I, you know what, when Frankie finds out, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
Heather,
I would be a fly on the wall when that happens.
Yes.
Heather,
we have other callers waiting.
All right.
Thank you, Heather.
Bye, you
love
guys.
Love your calls, Heather.
Thanks,
love
Heather.
Much
take
love,
care, sweetie.
Boo-boo.
Bye.
Holla.
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 Holla, holla $5,000 in Derek's pocket. Well,
I can't wait
Henley's
to bring this next
call
up. This is going to be her second time calling in. The first time she called was when we had Monica on. We now have Kim on the line. Thank you so much for calling in, Kim. You're on the line with Michelle Costa.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Kim. Happy Labor Day, girl. How
happy
are
Labor
you?
Day. Great. Thank you. Happy Labor Day.
Woo! And happy fan day. Thank you for calling in, girl. What is your comment, question? What do you have to say about anything you're watching right now?
Well, honestly, I'm not really watching the show that much right now. I'm just following on the feeds and, you know, listening to you guys because it's predictable. I'm going to say it. It's pretty predictable. I think we all know who's going to be going out the next and when they go out in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The only thing that I'm not sure about is this whole, everybody thinks Derek is going to take Victoria to the end, and I'm questioning that because you made a comment earlier about loyalty. And one constant over the years that I've noticed in Big Brother is that the people who get to the end and they were the least loyal, they tend to lose. So I'm thinking if he takes Victoria to the if he picks her over all his other boys, would they be, like, would they vote for him because they don't respect the game at all? Or would they basically not vote for him because he was so disloyal?
I think that, that's a good question. I think that, honestly, I don't think Victoria is going to make it to the final three.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking.
That's
what
I
think.
I don't think he's going to take her.
Yeah, if she does, then he's screwed. Because he's going to have to draw the line in the sand. And he's been lying, basically just hanging out behind the sand line. And it's going to come up to where he's going to have to draw the line in the sand. So I think that he's probably like, okay, if I can get through a couple more HOHs, not be HOH, so I don't have to put anybody up, but win veto or be safe enough not to be in the block or to go. And then, you know, that's where I think Victoria would leave. If Victoria makes it to the end, I think he would keep her, and I think he would still win.
Right. Because I'm like, you know, again, it's every person that I've kind of lost over the course of Big Brother history is because they were disloyal. So I don't know if he's willing to risk taking her to the end. And,
well,
you know,
I still think that even though Derek's making moves, Frankie still thinks he runs the house. So I think that he could still utilize the fact that Frankie's, that person left the house because of Frankie, and this is why this person's here. It's not my fault they're here. I just, you know, it's like a buffet. I just picked through what was left, you know.
That brings up another point. Oh, sorry.
Well, you talked about Frankie running the house, but I always get a chuckle out of how much Caleb thinks that he's running everything.
And I think Derek's running the house. I don't know about anybody else, but holla.
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 Derek is running the crap out of that house. But it brings up the only issue that I think I would have with his game would be him playing favorite to everybody. And, you know, if they go back to the jury house and if they talk and everybody compares notes that he's basically been giving them the same spiel before they walk out the door and pretending like he's their savior, that's the only thing that...
But Nicole was in the house. Nicole was in the house. Nicole went to the jury house. Nicole knew what Derek did because Nicole, obviously, Hayden left. She left. And then she came back and still wanted to work with him. Still don't think that they're going to actually – the focus is not going to be on him. Do you know what I mean? For wronging them. He actually – if he can make it this far by still being friendly to everybody, that's what my game was. If I could make it that one more week, I would have won because I was friends with everybody. And if he could make it that far being friends with everybody and doing that kind of spiel – he's not screwing anybody over, you know, because he's not winning. He's not losing.
But
he's not winning vetoes, but
like Hayden told Nicole when she come back in the house, get Derek and Cody out. So I think
and
did,
she hasn't done that.
They don't trust him. Yeah, she doesn't trust because she like I don't know why he played her savior. Those last 2 weeks, he played like you know he's on her side and he's her savior. He's done a great job of that. In interviews with Donnie, when they asked about Derek, I think his description was untrustworthy. So it's just going to be interesting to see. Probably they're not even, at this point, I don't think they're probably not smart enough to even come up with anything. So, yeah, I don't know. This cast, yeah.
And what was up with that still from the feeds where they had, they showed Frankie putting his hand up Derek's pants, shorts.
Yeah.
So,
did you see that?
No,
yeah.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
I just saw the one that he put, the hi, Mom. But that was the one thing I saw from the live feeds. But no, I did not see that. And
This was, the Saturday night, I think, too. Because Derek had a towel over his face, and they were in the fire room. And Frankie definitely had his hands up his shorts. You know, those black shorts he wears, Derek.
Oh. Holla!
Well, holla.
Yeah.
Hey,
yep.
Holla!
Before we move on to our next caller, Kim, love you calling back in. You've got some great insight, so I'm glad
Absolutely,
you joined
Kim.
Us again.
Thank you.
Any other topics you want to bring up, sweetie?
No, that's everything, and thank you guys so much, and you have a fabulous Labor Day.
You too, girl. Have a great night.
Kim, are you watching Utopia?
I haven't started watching Utopia yet.
But
so we
watch
it
next Sunday, September 7th.
All right,
Monday on our DVR. Have a good night, girl.
Love you.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Kim.
XOXO.
Okay. We're going to move on to our next caller. We have Juan coming up on the switchboard with us.
Welcome back,
Juan.
Juan. Thanks for holding.
Hello. This is my first time calling in. I'm kind of shy.
We pop in the cherry. We pop your cherry.
Yeah, this is what we do for our first-time callers.
Wait a minute, Juan. You called in before. Maybe you haven't called in.
He just wanted to hear the claps for him. I don't blame him. Come on.
That makes sense.
Hi, Wayne. How are you, darling?
Juan.
What did I say, Wayne? Oh, I'm sorry, Juan. What's up? You are not the first time caller. We did not pop your cherry tonight. We've popped it before, haven't we? Let's put it out there on Front Street. We've popped your cherry.
Holla.
Holla.
So I guess the theme for this year is expected.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well said.
Yes. Amen.
Well said.
Amen.
So I got a
question. We've expected everything that's happened, haven't we?
Of course. No big moves. The twist is somewhere of all time.
Now, do you think there's going to be some kind of crazy twist? Like, do you think this other double eviction is going to rattle the house, or do you think it's going to kind of be the same old, same old?
No, I think it's going to rattle the house.
I hope it's Pandora's box, somebody from past season, hopefully, you know, can mess up the house a little bit.
Well, listen, I might just be in sequester still. My handler tells me I cannot talk about production, so.
So who you guys think might win the HOH and possibly be a shaking things up in the house?
Me after this week?
During the double.
Yeah, but after this week, after the first person is evicted from the house, right?
Yes.
I think Christine Frankie. Might at this point because she got put up in the block. So that's my pick, Christine.
How about you, the other guys?
I think Frankie's going to become the HOH because he's going to be pissed because he found out about it
today. Joe, Juan's question
did he
is,
find out that
remaining...
he was being talked about going up?
He found out because Caleb opened up his big mouth this morning. And said what? And told him that everybody wanted to vote him out. For him to be put up this week because Christine had taken him down herself down.
So he would definitely then.
Yeah, and Frankie didn't care for that very much. And Derek was asleep and had no idea that was told until Frankie brought it to his attention today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, Frankie's going to be fighting hard for that HOH.
Yes, he will be.
Definitely, if that's the case, that is the case, but because he's been told that, Frankie definitely would be somebody that would make a big move if he did win the double evict at HOH.
And they
good
compare
point.
Themselves to Chilton, Caleb and Frankie.
What?
They compared themselves to Chilltown? No, they did not even curse like that. We don't allow cursing here on Manic Monday. God damn it.
Holla. Thanks for asking my question. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling in, Juan. Happy Labor Day.
You too. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Take care, Juan.
It was nice. Early this evening, Derek he walked outside because Victoria didn't really want to talk to him. And everybody else was still asleep after the ceremony. And all of a sudden, Derek turns to outside to the camera and wished all the live feeders and everybody a happy Labor Day, and he named his wife, his child, and his brothers and uncles and all that, and his dad. But he wanted to make sure the live feeders knew how lucky they were having a barbecue, and he couldn't have nothing.
Yeah.
Aww.
And as soon as that was over, you heard that, holla!
Holla!
Yeah.
So Derek has himself a little nest that he's made so far, and if he was picked as America's player, he would have made as much as he made so far, which is $25,000, $20 being with the Team America and $5,000 with the HOH. At this point right now, and I know that Frankie has a lot of followers, but as we've known, those followers might not watch Big Brother. With everything happening, people on the air right now with us, do you guys think, who do you think will be America's favorite? My vote will be for Donnie, even though he's still not on it. They say as you get closer to the end, you're going to be picked. I think Donnie will still win. That's my choice. Let's see.
Mine
Joe,
too.
Who do you think is going to win?
Donnie.
I think Zach, because a lot of people
Brancy Pants.
Yes, because a lot of people in these group pages are saying now that Donnie has gotten $20,000, or $25,000, whatever it is, that's the same amount. So they might as well give it to a different person that made their feeds enjoyable.
But we know that a lot of people voting might not even watch the feeds, and we're talking about Midwest America, and that's the main people that are probably watching Big Brother, but also the live feeders are the ones that are voting probably more than anything. So good point, Joe. Jerry, what's your pick?
Go ahead.
My pick is Donnie.
All right, we got another Donnie and Mr. Paul.
I love Zach. I do. I absolutely adore him.
Yeah.
And
no,
if it doesn't
yeah.
go to Donnie, I hope it goes to Zach. But I still think that America fell in love with Donnie, and I think that it will go to Donnie.
Good point.
Your commentary, I couldn't agree more with you, Jerry. We should be in disagreement more. I don't understand why we always think the same. But, no, I also would prefer Donnie to win. And but it's, second place, certainly, I think Zach is in there. I just hope that it isn't Frankie, because if it is Frankie, then we all know that it wasn't the hardcore base Big Brother people that voted for him. It was his sister's fans, you know, that ended up voting. But I like Donnie.
Or they
well,
gave Jason, it to the Skittles.
Jason, I think you piped in and said Donnie too, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we got a lot of Donnie pickers here, and we'll see if that's what happens. I mean, especially with, you know, not only what's going on with the comments that Frankie's making, but Frankie also did say, kind of like, screw you, America. And
yeah.
We had Derek who came in and said, yo, basically, I'm Team America, but I don't go by his views, and I would never have said, screw you, America. So I think Derek kind of has an idea that, hey, Donnie was liked. I think Frankie just doesn't really think that somebody like Donnie could surpass him, and I think that it would kind of be really epic to have Donnie, who, until, like you guys said, wait till they find out that he's on the next Bold and Beautiful special guest starring role, and he's loved and probably should have done the saving Donnie challenge for Team America, because that probably would have gotten him the apple pie. And holla! And, you know, it's getting to the point where unless these people are watching it, and unfortunately the way that the Twitter and everything works nowadays, you don't actually have to watch something to vote. They just retweet it. They favored it. You know, I was sitting there talking to my nieces yesterday, and I was like, you know, I wonder how it would have been if when Auntie was on, you know, Big Brother 10, how big, you know, the Twitter world would have been, because Twitter wasn't so big back then.
That's
you
true.
Know? And how would things have worked out with, you know, Jesse and America's Play and all that. So it's like one of those things that we're going to see, I guess, really, you know, how these voting regimens go. Is it actual live feeders and internet, or is it CBS-based? And if Donnie wins, I think it's CBS-based. And if Frankie wins, I think it's, unfortunately, a lot of favoriting, a lot of liking, maybe some poking, maybe a couple
yeah.
DMs, and that's
but
unfortunate.
I mean, Jill Rance puts up every day the numbers Zach's accounts are growing by, and he's almost at a quarter million now.
No.
Twitter, yes, on Twitter.
Wow, that's great.
Isn't that something?
It is.
And
it really is.
You know, who knows? But wait till they all find out, because Zach, I'm a little. I liked Zach, but still, the thing
really?
Was funny.
What can you tell, Joe?
But because I watch the feeds and the these tributes they put together, like the one that is in the Rad Reality Room. If and anybody listening should go to the Rad Reality Room and try to see that Donnie tribute is phenomenal with the music, and you know I'd stick up for Donnie. He says he's beast mode country guy. That's
awesome.
What he wants to be. Yeah, you know, if he came out to New Hampshire, he'd cry more than the kids when they got their toys.
Oh yeah, I'm hoping that, like I said, a lot of the Big Brother 16 cast comes up. I think they will. I don't want to cut things short, but I just want to say that we're getting close to crunch time. Thank you guys for all making Fan Day fantastic. Thank you guys for all calling in. I know probably we have some last statements from the people that are on right now. So if we can go down the line so we can make this a smooth transaction, let's start with Chi-Town Jew.
Well, I thank you all for opening the phone lines to us when we love to come in, and I would like you to say Happy Labor Day to your mom and your dad, and I have to call. You know, you never return the calls. I was going to buy you a special Fruit Loops T-shirt, the
we'll
one
call.
That the, you know.
No, but
you
number. Said you called me.
Yeah,
no,
I did.
I never got a call. I never got
I
a call.
I leave a message.
You.
Yeah.
I broke my phone, so that could have been during then, and I like literally just got a brand new phone. I broke my screen. My phone's been a mess, but I've never gotten a phone call from you or a message.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Well,
oh.
Yeah, because I want to get I want to get you your size.
Oh,
because,
can you call me
you...
after? Because I've never received a message from you, so I don't know what's going
okay.
on.
All right.
Yay. I want a fruit dingus. Yay. And it's so funny because it was like a few weeks ago, and I kind of wanted to be a little bit different, and I said Fruity Pebbles Dingus instead of Fruit Loops because I kind of like Fruity Pebbles. I don't know if you guys like Fruity Pebbles, but I like Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles. So I'm just saying maybe we can do a Fruity Pebbles shirt. Anyway, thank you, Joel.
Anyways,
I love you, boo-boo.
I'm going to go. I have to watch. There's a new series for two nights on the History Channel with Adrian
Brody.
Well,
there's a lot of stuff going on, baby.
Playing tonight at 8 o'clock on the History
yeah.
Channel, playing Houdini.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
two nights
only. Joe's doing tonight. He's going to play hide and seek with... Well, you know, you just use your own imagination, people. You guys are sick bastards.
Yeah, you could stop it right there and let Michelle, you could just let our minds go where they go. Thanks, Joe.
You know what?
My pleasure.
I just, like, lead, you know, the horse to water, and if he drinks, he drinks.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye, Joe. I love you.
I love
Let's
you
see
all.
If Mr. I love you, Joe. Let's see if
Bye-bye.
Mr. Jason's still on. Mr. Jason, holla.
Hello.
I would be like, JJ, holla. Holla, holla,
holla.
JJ. Holla for the dollar, JJ. Jason, thank you for joining us on Fan Day. Do you have
thank
any
you.
Last parting words, Boo?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to ask if anybody knew about Cody's dream.
If anybody knows Cody's dream?
Yeah, he keeps having
I know my
dream.
Niece's dream is to get Cody to call her, so I better make that happen. Shit, I mean, I don't know. Can you tell us what Cody's dream is?
He keeps saying he's waking up and he feels like somebody's punching him in the face.
Oh.
And
well,
he's the one
doing
it.
That's a kind of
fucking
dream to have.
Hello?
Yeah, I just said that's a sucky dream to have.
Yeah, but he's doing it to himself.
You mean he's punching himself in the face? That's
yes.
pretty hot.
Yes.
That's funny. Wait, for real, for real?
For real.
Wait, so he's actually punching himself in the face? He, like, is having vivid dreams like that?
Yeah, he wakes himself up by punching himself in the face, and then he, like, shakes his head like, who just hit me? And then he tells
oh.
the other housekeeper.
Was he drunk? Was he drunk? Had he been drinking?
I don't think so. Not that night.
Well, then we don't know his excuse. We'll have to ask him when we meet him. So that's going to be soon there, Jason. So hopefully we can get the answer for you soon. And thank you for calling in to Manic Mondays. It's
all right,
a
thank
fan
you.
Day.
Have a good night. Happy Labor Day.
And thanks for all the
Happy
awesome
Labor Day.
Posters you do for us.
Yes, they're amazing. Thank you so much, Jason. You rock.
You're welcome.
Mwah. Kisses.
Thanks, Jason.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Take care, hon.
Take care, bud. No, Cherry, I'm glad you brought those posters up. Those are awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. Love them.
Yeah, he does a great job for us all the time, and I do want to thank him for those.
See, this is why I love doing things like this, because it makes people aware of certain people and how they step out of the normal fan mode, and they do stuff like that, and it's pretty cool. And I'm not saying anything about the people that don't. I'm just saying that all you Big Brother fans are awesome. You all rock. You all are amazing. And myself, Cherry, and Paul probably would never have been here, sitting here talking to you guys if it wasn't for Big Brother fans. So, hallelujah and holla! Holla! So you guys know that 5,000 hollers lasts a long time. So we're probably going to be hollering till the end of the dawn. And I don't know which dawn that is, but probably going to be maybe in a couple of years. Holla. Trey and Paul, I always love to spend a holiday with you guys. You know, it is Labor Day, and we just love the fact that you guys are able to step out of whatever you're doing, spending time with your family, your friends, reminiscing about what the holiday means, or however you take the day, and you're able to join us here at Manic Mondays. I really liked your introduction, Charlie. That was really awesome. I wanted to make a comment about that previously, but we had callers. Paul, thank you again for your intros. You know, I listen and I hear the difference that you make every week, and I can tell that you put a lot of effort into it. So thank you. And everybody for listening. And can I just do one more? Holla!
Michelle.
A couple more weeks, you guys, before Big Brother. So I just want to let you guys know that the week before Big Brother, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm actually flying out, I believe, during the show. But I'm not sure. I'll get back to Cherry and Paul because the timing will probably be different in California. I'll have to figure it out when I get there. But I'll be able to let you guys know probably a couple days beforehand. We only have a couple of weeks left of Big Brother. I can't even believe this. We're starting football season. I can't even believe this. Utopia, I can't believe there's a pregnant lady. So there's a lot of things I can't believe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Holla, holla, holla. So thank you, Jerry and Paul, for a great night. Let's wrap it up. What do you say?
Sounds like a good idea. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We had a great show. Thank you so much, Michelle, for everything that you do. Thanks to all of our wonderful callers tonight. We had a great night with lots of calls, and it was a fun show. I'm going to wrap it up tonight with Ron, as we always do. I hope everybody had a wonderful and blessed Labor Day weekend. I want to remind everybody to join us on Thursday night, right after the live show, for our Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show with Michael Cowboy Ellis at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. I know we're going to have Mike Mace from Redneck Island on the show, but Cowboy said we are going to have some other people as well. He's working on some additional guests, so I'll be posting those and Twitter later this week. Keep an eye out for those updates. So join us for the Thursday show with Cowboy. Here's Ron. Take us away. Thanks again, everybody. Take care. Here's Ron. Take us out.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. It always is on Mondays with Michelle Costa. Everybody say good night.
Hello.
Good night.
Good night. That's a wrap.
Hello.
That's a wrap.
Holla, 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 holla. And that's a wrap, Cherry.